You're listening to an edited version of the live Voices of Montana statewide radio program. Find us on Facebook and subscribe for further podcasts wherever you get your audio on demand. I'm Tom Schultz, host of the program. Thanks for joining us, and please feel free to contact me at studio@voicesofmontana.com.
All right, it's world famous. Yes, it's a Montana tradition. You bet it is. And it's a Western event like none other. That's true. And it's back. It's back and probably better than ever. The Miles City Bucking Horse Sale, after the pandemic last year, canceled almost the entire thing. It's attracted genuine cowboys and cowgirls and some of those weekend wannabe cowboys and cowgirls, too. That's okay, because that's why you do it. And they've been doing it for more than 70 years. You can't make it in person? We're going to get you there today, taking in the Bucking Horse Sale today on Voices of Montana.
It's time for the fastest hour in radio. From Montana, for Montana, Voices of Montana with Tom Schultz. Call in today at 866-627-5483 or text a comment or question to 781-627-5483. Now, here's your host, Tom Schultz.
Thanks, Eric. It's the weekend. Can we get a little whoop or something? How about some Power of Love or... Wait a minute. It's the third weekend in May, so that means it's the Bucking Horse Sale. Maybe you got something going on for me there, because... That'll do. But I've still missed my Power of Love. Hey, welcome, everybody. Thank you for being here at 5 long working days. And I know everybody's working 7 days a week now. And it used to be you hang in there for these 5 long working days, and then you get a Montana weekend to hang out in, and that was the huge payoff. But lately, it's just, it's Friday, only 2 more working days this week. Oh, I know. Keep hanging in there. Find yourself a way to have some fun. I know some folks who are this weekend, and a lot of them are all going to be in Miles City, Montana for this 70th annual Bucking Horse Sale. And actually, the history of the event goes back even before, back to 1914, as I understand. And we're going to have some folks on to talk about that a bit later on. John Morford, he's been to a few of them. He's the president of the Board of Governors, and right now, so really one of the main guys in charge, Craig Miller, he's a former professional bronc rider, bullfighter, and right now in charge of the Match Bronc Ride, the vice president of the Board of Governors. So that's coming up today here, Bucking Horse Sale. We're going to take you there. Also, let's welcome Tracy Hawk. Tracy's in charge of making everybody happy. Is that right, Tracy?
Well, I certainly try.
That's the marketing and the corporate sponsorship, and there's just got to be a ton of logistics going on. Thank you for being here. I appreciate that. Had the opening concert last night. I want you to talk about that, but how many hours go into leading up to Thursday night?
Quite a few, and you know, wear different, you know, several different hats, and we've got a fantastic board and everybody works really well together. And so, it does take quite a bit of time, but it's certainly well worth it. And, you know, last night was certainly a payoff for us. We saw a huge crowd last night. Great attendance. Casey Donahue knocked it out of the park.
Did he? Really?
He really did. It was awesome. Yeah, it was good stuff. I think everybody had a good time.
I'm glad to hear that. So you really didn't give a figure to the number of hours that it takes, and I know it's a lot of work. What are the logistics leading into this thing? And then we'll talk about the events, because there's a ton of events, and each one of those, I think you were kind of saying, takes volunteer efforts, takes somebody to kind of take command over these sorts of things. But the logistics behind all this must be. Of course, you guys have been doing it for a few years too, huh?
Yes, it's, we've got some veteran board members, and so it's like a finely tuned machine. And, you know, as far as the hours, Tom, I can't even tell you. I guess they all just kind of run together.
Yeah,
but, you know, when we get to this point, it's showtime, and you kind of forget about that stuff.
Yeah.
Because it's just what you do.
So it's like having a baby.
Right, exactly. Okay. You're committed. We're committed. So, we're committed to bringing a kick-ass weekend to the third weekend of May in Miles City, Montana.
Did you guys miss it last year, like, terribly bad? Were people did you have to pick people up off the ground because they couldn't have the Bucking Horse Sale last year?
You know, that was a painstaking decision to make.
Yeah.
And it was very hard on the economy in Miles City. And it was a very hard decision for us as a board to make, but we knew that that's what we needed to do. And we are so glad to be back and get to celebrate our 70th anniversary. And I think not only are we glad, but I think all of our, all of the people coming are glad too. You know, it was time and it was very hard, but, it hit Miles City pretty hard. I mean, Miles City is a good old cow town and Bucking Horse Sale darn sure pumps the economy for Eastern Montana.
Yeah. I mean, you have anywhere, well, you go back to different reports on it and there's 6,000, there's 8,000, there's 10,000, even up to 12,000 people. Now, I expect this year, Tracy, that you're probably going to get pretty good attendance because people are anxious to get out.
Yes, I agree with that wholeheartedly. I think people are tired of being cooped up and they want to get out and see their friends and give some hugs and have a beer and, you know, just partake of the festivities. And definitely.
How do you handle the crowds?
Time. How do we handle the crowds?
Yeah.
You know, for the most part, we've got Custer County Sheriff's Office. They play a very integral part of what we do.
Oh yeah.
People are pretty good for the most part.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously you've got an issue here or there or whatever, but, and you know, it's interesting to me watching last night. People are so excited to be out doing stuff. They're not misbehaving.
Yeah.
They're just so excited and taken in the moment and hanging out with their friends that they haven't seen in, you know, a year. And this is a reunion of sorts. I mean, there's people that wait for this every single year. They plan their trip and it's, you know, this is the time they get to see their friends. And so, crowd control isn't really a huge issue. I don't think there might be people disagree with me, but, courtesy. There was a lot of courtesy last night, and I thought it was super cool to watch.
I'm glad to hear that, because I know people don't want to ruin a good thing, and it's been a good thing for a lot of years there. Tracy Hawk is with us. Charge of Marketing and Corporate Sponsorship has just been involved in the Bucking Horse Sale in a lot of ways through a lot of the years. Let's go through these events, because you had the celebration concert last night. Pretty good attendance, as you mentioned, sort of the atmosphere, you know, people really being courteous to each other and trying to enjoy it for themselves and let other people enjoy it too. And then tonight, you've got they actually sell bucking horses at the Bucking Horse Sale?
Yes, and so we'll do that actually tomorrow.
Yep.
Tonight is all about bull riding and the little kids mutton busting. We kick off the wild horse race tonight and ranch bronc ride. And then, of course, head on downtown to the street dance when everything closes out at the venue.
Okay, so let's talk about it's on your list here, the Bucking Bull Sale.
Yes. And so Craig will probably allude to that a little bit more, but they'll buck bulls. And then if I'm not, I think, and like I said, Craig will allude to this a little bit more, but we'll sell some bulls, too. They'll have some bucking bulls for sale.
And it's the same thing for the horses tomorrow afternoon. What about the mutton busting? Do folks really know what that is? And if you've seen it, it really is kind of the coolest thing.
It is pretty cool because it brings out families. And Friday night's about family night. These little guys and little cowboys and little cowgirls, they get to get on a sheep. And they ride it to the whistle, and somebody's going to go home with a Montana Silversmith belt buckle tonight, showing that they're the mutton busting champion of the Bucking Horse Sale 2021.
There's a lot of pride in wearing that belt buckle, too.
Absolutely. And their faces are, it's all worth it. It is so fun.
So, and you've, like, how old are these kids? And boys and girls?
Boys and girls. And actually, you know, I think I'm going to say probably like the 7 age mark is where we cut it off. It actually goes by weight. And so I know Lavetta was busy taking entries, and we take 25 little riders and they just take over the show about 6:30 tonight. We're going to roll the mutton busting.
I know. Yeah. Do we get to catch some of that on video?
Yeah, we've actually got some people there that'll be doing video with for us, and yep, you can, it'll be up on our Facebook page and people can see it on there. Or better yet, maybe just come on over and see it live.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Is there admission for these various events or?
Yes, sir. So, People can actually buy a weekend pass. It's called a Hook'em High ticket, or they can just buy by the event. And so, like tonight, general admission is $30, and it's good for the whole evening. Starts at 5:30, grand entry, and then we roll on through, like I said, all of our different events for this evening.
And what can people expect from this Main Street Parade? Now, that is probably just going to be open to the public because you're marching down the city of Miles City, and you're dedicating it this year to who?
To our first responders. It's Miles City Strong, and taking the time to honor our policemen and women, all of our ambulance EMTs, and the healthcare profession. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's cool that you're doing that. But talk about the parade a little bit. What time does it start? And that's also has been a huge part of the tradition, I think, for Miles City and the Bucking Horse Sale.
Yes, it has. And so the parade starts at 9 o'clock. It'll come down Main Street. And, it's very well attended, so you want to get there early. And there's opportunity, you know, for food and all that kind of stuff down there. Come down and have a drink. But the parade is very, very large. We've got marching bands and tractors and, they run the gamut. We've got the Bozeman Satellites here. They'll be doing their drills and, color guard. And so the parade is, it's a great way to kick off a fun Saturday full of events.
And then you've got horse racing there too, and you're one of Miles City is one of the I think one of three places in the state that continue to do horse racing. How's the attendance on that been?
The horse racing has been fantastic. We've got a board member by the name of Robert Took who has taken over the horse racing, and he's done a fantastic job. We had horse racing the 1st and the 9th of May, and we will continue that through this weekend. And our races are full. We've got 8 races on Saturday, and then we have 8 horse races on Sunday as well.
Yeah, cool. And they've been running since May 1st. Well, May 1st, May 9th. So, Tracy, think back a little bit. And this comes kind of from left field. But what was one of the events that you saw or something that you saw there that made you just absolutely laugh or smile the rest of the entire weekend?
Oh, my gosh. I think the coolest part for me is to see all the people and watch their expressions. I'm a people watcher, and it's just the joy in people's face and to know that they're having fun and that I had a very small part to do with that, that I was able to bring this experience to them and they enjoyed it as much as I could see on their face. I mean, that's the best for me. When people are happy and they're having fun and I know I got to be a part of that, that's the icing on the cake for me, and that just makes me smile.
That's real cool. I want to save a few seconds here or a minute for some shout-outs to your sponsors. I think that's fair.
Absolutely. So, without our sponsors, we couldn't do what we do, and we are extremely grateful for all of them. And this year has been exceptional. We have got a huge amount of sponsors. Crown Royal sponsored the concert last night. We've got the Tri-State Livestock News. We've got Wrangler, of course. Lots of local sponsors, Cowtown Egg, Miles City Saddlery, Murdoch. You know, without them, Fred Wacker Agency and Eastern Montana Title Company, the Golden Spur. The list just goes on and on. And I cannot tell those people thank you enough because they make my job easy.
Yeah, I wanted to save time for that, too, because I appreciate that. It comes from the heart. Hey, Tracy, thank you so much. Thanks for lining up. We got Craig Miller. Looks like he's calling in now. He's the vice president of the Board of Governors in charge of the Match Bronc Ride and also a former professional bronc rider himself. So that'll be fun. We'll talk about the thrill of that and more. Tracy, take care. Have a fun weekend, okay?
Hey, thanks. I appreciate it.
Back with more Voices of Montana here in just a bit. Is that Garth? All right, that's nice, Garth. And welcome back. You know, it's been going on for years and years. It's dubbed the Cowboy Mardi Gras. It's about rodeos, sure, but bucking horses for sale, bucking bulls, and just the whole Western heritage of it. Just that it's something that folks I know look forward to. all year long, like Mardi Gras, but it's the cowboy Mardi Gras. Third weekend in May, third full weekend in May, the Bucking Horse Sale annual tradition. And welcome back to Voices of Montana. Craig Miller now joins us, Vice President of the Board of Governors and in charge of the Match Bronc Ride. And there's a lot of money in that this year, and I kind of want to talk about that as well as your career, Craig. You've gotten up on those broncs before, haven't you?
Yeah, I started as a little kid and ended up going to college and having a rodeo scholarship there and then rodeoed professionally for 15 years. So I've been around it basic my whole life.
Yeah. I don't know that you can. Of course, growing up in Montana, I've known a lot of riders, not one myself, but I don't know one that has been able to accurately explain why they get up on a horse or a bull. Can you?
The adrenaline rush and the challenge more than anything, the competitive spirit.
How long did it take you to ride horses well, ride broncs well?
Well, I rode bareback horses and bulls, and those events were somewhat easier to figure out because not so much of a timing issue. The saddle bronc riding is more of a spur at the same time, the same way the horse is bucking, and it took a little while. That one was dang sure the hardest one to learn by far.
What's it take? What are the skills and the physical abilities that today, especially, I don't know if when you were riding, I think you won this event in 2000, 2001, and as you said, went to school on a rodeo scholarship, I believe. What does it take? Is it different nowadays, and what are the skill sets?
Well, the thing about rodeo events, they're just athletic events. Only thing you got livestock involved. That's why the bull riding is such a thing right now. Most of the bull riders don't come from ranch families, or a lot of them come from, well, even other countries. Look at the Brazilians. They don't have a ranch style over there. It's athletic ability and the crave and the desire to crawl on something that is way bigger than you, and they're athletes also.
You ever been up there and just feel like, wow, I don't know if I got it today, or some days I suppose you feel like I've got this horse or I got this bull, but I suppose
when you feel like you don't got it, you just well go home because you got to believe you got it. You got it every time you crawl in there. You're wasting your time and a really good chance to get hurt then.
Yeah. So today's bronc riders are different than yesterday's bronc riders. Is there like a technology involved today, Craig? Film and analysis. It seems like we do that all over the place when it comes to athletic events.
They have a lot of access to everything's filmed. They can break it down. Everybody's got their phone out. They can film it, break it down in slow motion, and find out where things went right, things went wrong. And the horses nowadays are light years ahead of even when we were doing it 25 years ago. You know, before you get on a good one, about every 10 days you get on a good one. Now you get on a good one every day.
Yeah.
They're bred to buck. Everything's better. Everything's better in a way for them to not have to take the chances that, you know, get on something that we had to get on back in the days.
Yeah, and I was curious about that, too, because it's a huge industry now, isn't it?
Very much so, and it's basically streamlined like everything else is. Mom and dads are bred to buck, generations stacked on generations of bucking genetics, so you're not taking such a chance just crawling on the tryout horses we used to get on.
The horses that come to the Bucking Horse Sale, are they, have they been ridden before? Are they untested? Some of them, I suppose, for the Match Bronc Ride, where I think the purse this year is 32,000 plus. I mean, that's pretty dang good. Do people bring their horses here to kind of measure them up a little bit?
Like for the sale itself, we screen them horses to bring horses that are, they're big enough that the guys can go buy these horses and go put them on their truck and go rodeo with them. The Match Bronc Ride, we bring five contractors in. They're bringing their best five or eight head for that first round. And those horses have extensive history on them. I mean, they've been bucked, you know, 20, 30 times a year. The guys know what they're getting on before they get here. They know they're not getting on something that they have no idea what it's going to do. They have a pattern. They have a history. They have Mark's on the internet. They can find them, what they do and what their traits are.
I got to take a short break here, news break, and then we'll come back and talk more about this PRCA match bronc ride because, like I said, a lot of money in there. That's going to attract a lot of the world famous, the top cowboys and also the top horses, too. So back more, Craig Miller, Vice President of the Board of Governors, the world famous Mile City Bucking Horse Sale going on this weekend. Back with more after this. Headlines from Brian Bennett. We'll talk a bit later on with President of the Board of Governors, John Morford, and talk about, I'm sure like Craig, has not missed very many of these. There's a lot of history that goes along with this, and it's really about embracing the Western heritage. That's ahead here on Voices of Montana. It's from Montana for Montana. Tom Schultz here with Craig Miller, the Vice President of the Board of Governors, as I mentioned, former professional bronc rider, a bullfighter as well, won this event a couple of times, judged, I think, a match bronc ride. And Craig, kind of take us back a little bit, because I saw in one video, I think maybe it was last year when they had to kind of cancel most of these events, you were talking about being there as a kid, seeing the old wood chutes and walking above it, and really made you want to be a cowboy.
Well, yeah, back when I was a little guy in the 70s, they used to have the old wood chutes with basically a balcony above it, and you could get above the chutes and watch them guys get on. And I guess maybe it wasn't for everybody, but it sure made me want to be a cowboy and do it. So that's where I first saw the action that close to being able to see what really goes on, you know?
Yeah, you're right on top of it there. Yeah.
Yep.
For some, it makes them want to be a cowboy. For others, it makes them want to be an accountant.
Others, the question is, why are you doing this? And what for again?
this match bronc ride, it's PRCA event, $32,500. Take us through that. I mean, top horses, top cowboys.
Yeah, we've always had a pretty good match here, and we could never get like the top 20 in the world here. We get some of the top 20, but we wouldn't get them all. So we decided to go sanction it with the PRCA. This year's our first one. We've got like 27 of the top 35 entered in the world standings. So we've got who's who of bronc riding. There's about 8 guys that are entered in Redding, California on Saturday night, and they will be here Sunday morning. They will have to get on a plane and get here. But we'll have the best of the best. We're also bringing in 5 contractors. They're bringing in their best that they have to ride. And then we'll bring the top 8 back for the short round Sunday afternoon.
And there's a Calcutta that goes along with this.
There's a large Calcutta. And it's just the way the ticket sales are this year. Time will tell, and we'll have a understanding a little bit better tonight after the first performance. But the way things are looking, just pre-sale-wise, this will be the biggest one we've ever got to play with.
Yeah.
Biggest bucking horse sale.
Doesn't surprise me. I mean, it was really disappointing last year. I know it's a huge impact on the economy, but this year people are ready for something like this. How do you take care of all those cowboys and cowgirls and horses?
Well, we set up tents for them back here in case it rains, because historically, this is the greatest rain drawer of eastern Montana. Let's just get a crowd and have a bucking horse sale. We will get rain, but it looks this year like we may not have a rain cloud.
Uh-oh.
So we put tents up there just in case it happens. And the arenas and the fairgrounds are in phenomenal condition. These guys have worked their butts off all year to get it to where it is. And the town will be ready. Whether we're ready or not, they're coming. So it'll be a great event.
What is one of your, and we got a minute here, what is one of your most favorite memories of the Bucking Horse Sale, Craig?
Well, I've only missed one of them since I was a little kid. I was going to school in Oklahoma. But you've seen all the guys that you used to see on TV come through here. I mean, Mark Garrett, Larry Sandvik, Marvin Garrett, Dan Mortensen. I mean, heck, all them guys that you see later on in life all come through here. And we'd buck 300 to 400 head of horses every year.
Wow.
Bucking horse sale. We've toned it down and we buck about 100 now, but it was always an event where everybody rodeo came to town. It was a social gathering, kind of like they say, the cowboy Mardi Gras. It was a rendezvous. It was a spring rendezvous. Everybody showed up. And it would be hours of visiting and bucking horses, and then they'd sell them, and once in a while they'd sell one for lots of money. And I predict we'll sell the highest priced horse we've ever sold in Miles City this Saturday afternoon.
Wow, that's real cool. Real quickly, can John Morford ride for a darn?
Oh, yeah. John used to be a hand.
Yeah. Yeah, good.
Heck yeah. only he was on the tined event. He was on the tined event side of it.
Hey, Craig, thank you so much for what you do leading into this, and have a good weekend, okay?
Thank you much.
Voices of Montana continues right after this.
You're listening to a podcast from the live Voices of Montana radio show. Be sure to check out the full podcast page at voicesofmontana.com for a full listing of all our programs. We've been covering Montana issues for more than 20 years. Thanks for listening today.
Great to have you joining us. Weekend is here. I gotta wish happy birthday. He was kind of a bucking horse in his younger days, but now, I guess, maybe not so much so. I still think there's a little bit of bullfight in him. Scott Davis. Scott Davis from KUFI in Kalispell, our affiliate up there, 1180 AM, 104.3 FM. Happy birthday! Not quite the foal that he used to be. Hey, thanks again for being here. Yeah, we are talking about this 70th annual Miles City Bucking Horse Sale, world famous. I think every cowboy that rolls through Miles City this time of year kind of knows this guy, Chris Ledoux. He's sort of a favorite around here, Western hero, and every rodeo song, they probably know all the words to. Now John Morford joins us here. He's the Board of Governors, president of the Board of Governors, and that's the organization that really just kind of pulls it all together year in, year out. John, good morning, sir. How's it going today?
Very good. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here. You guys had a pretty good start, kickoff last night. Talk about what you're expecting this year in terms of attendance. You've been through a lot of these, and as Tracy had said earlier, Tracy Hawk, kind of expecting folks who are anxious to get out into Miles City this weekend.
Yeah, I think, you know, it was a sad deal. We had to cancel it last year, but I actually think it's a little silver lining to that we're going to enjoy this year because it's generated a ton of interest. And, yeah, we're expecting the biggest bucking horse sale we've ever had. By our advance ticket sales are through the roof, so looks like we're going to be blessed with some good beer drinking weather, as we say. So
yeah.
we're expecting a lot of people and going to fill Miles City right to the rim.
Well, we chatted with Sheriff Tony Harbaugh over the years a couple of times, and he's no longer wearing a badge. So you think he's going to be stirring it up this year?
Yeah, we'll have to watch out for Tony. I mean, you know, yeah, he's probably just foot loose and fancy free now.
yeah, you give him our best regards, okay, and tell him to behave. I want to ask, because you there are different aspects of this event. You talk about you rope off like five city blocks for a dance, like Saturday nights, Friday nights, but you also want to keep this family atmosphere going too.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's lots of events around town. I mean, it's one of the biggest Western theme parades you're going to find. Tomorrow morning starts at 9 o'clock, 9:30, I believe. That's going to be Miles City's main street is just packed with people during that. Immediately following the parade, there's a quick draw contest and a big barbecue in the city park right there.
That's cool.
Range Riders Museum has always got stuff going on that's good for the whole family. They serve breakfast all the time, and they've got tours. And so, there's lots of events going on in town that's, you know, it's got something for everyone.
And
the fair, go out to fairgrounds, there's more stuff out there. So
what's going on at the fairgrounds?
Well, I'm sure Tracy touched on it some, but that trade show we're going to have is going to be the biggest trade show Miles City's ever seen. So
I forgot to mention that. Yeah.
And it's, there's something there for everybody, including kids. There's a guy that has giant toys out there. I mean, like back when we were kids and we played with Tonka trucks, he's got Tonka trucks, but they're about a foot and a half long and a foot high. So, I mean, he's got a bunch set up for kids can just play with, and then he's got some brand new ones that the parents can buy to take home.
So oh, that's
it's
cool.
Just lots of stuff like that. That's lots of vendors, and we have a brand new event center out there that, you know, they spent $4.5 million building, and we are the inaugural event in it. So it's going to be a fun time.
Very cool. It might take me like a full day to break a giant Tonka truck.
Right. I wish I had mine back.
I know. So there's the quick draw contest. Do you actually have people who are, I mean, talk about that. You probably have to practice for something like this, and I suppose there are some folks who are pretty good at it.
Yeah, there is. You know, I can't tell you the names of who's going to be there. I haven't seen a list, but there's usually 6 or 7 or 8 artists there setting up with easels, and they tell them when they can start, and it's pretty fun to walk around and just watch them because they only have like 30 minutes to completely finish a painting. So,
wow.
And it's some amazing work. And then they auction them off and raise some money. And it's just, it's fun to watch. And I've seen some amazing stuff come out of that.
Talk about how important it is to embrace our Western heritage, to keep these Western values alive, especially in Montana.
Well, that's, Montana represents that exact thing. And it's very important for us, especially our role as a Board of Governors. The Board of Governors is an all-volunteer thing made up of businessmen and a Miles City and interested people. And that's kind of our mission statement, is not only to bring folks into Miles City in southeastern Montana for the Buckenhorn Sale, but our mission is to further that Western way of life and the traditions and to go back to how it was, a long time ago. And that's why we keep some of our events as true to as we can to what they were, 30, 40, 50 years ago. So it's just, we take that very seriously to welcome people, especially people who have never been here before. I mean, we won't see it so much this year because there's still international COVID stuff going on, but it's always amazing to me over the years to see people come from Europe or come from France, and this is a bucket list item for them, and they fly over here and come to Miles City, Montana for the Buckenhorn Sale to see the Western way of life and the Western heritage. And that's their whole total trip. When the Buckenhorn Sale gets done, they fly back home. So, but we have people come from all over the United States to experience that same thing too. And we're very proud to showcase that and to keep our forefathers in the front of people's minds. I mean, we have a tremendous heritage, and that's our responsibility to keep that going.
Yeah, I can appreciate that too. And I think everybody in that community, and folks will come from, the county to come in and volunteer. I don't suppose you could do this without all those volunteers.
Oh, no. Uh-uh. We put in, our board, we have a tremendous board. I'm really proud of them. And they put in countless hours of their own time. I mean, there's 85% or 90% of our board have full-time jobs. And this time of year, this can be a full-time job too. So, we've had people that are working all day and then they're at the fairgrounds until 10, 11 at night. So it's trying to get ready for this thing. So and from the JCs, the parade, the MI2 Squared group that helps us put on a lot of stuff at the fairgrounds. There's just a ton of people that we couldn't do this without all the volunteers in Miles City.
How long have you been going to the Bucking Horse Sale? And I kind of want to go back to, it really wasn't that long ago when the streets were all gravel.
Yeah. Well, that's a little bit before my time. I moved to Miles City in 1977.
Oh, okay.
So 77 was my first Bucking Horse Sale. Gotcha. They went ahead and had asphalt by then.
Okay. But, you get that sense, though. I mean, you get that sense that it really is the Wild West. I was looking at something that said, this started back in 1914 with something called the Miles City Roundup.
Yeah, it goes, that history goes back to, there was a big outfit here called the CBC, the Christian Brothers Cannery. They had a ton of horses around here. I mean, there was literally tens of thousands of horses in this country. And there's lots of private ranches, had huge bunches of horses. So that just naturally evolved into a bragging rights contest of my guy's better than your guy, and my guy can ride more horses than yours can. And that's kind of how the Miles City Roundup started there in the early 1914 to 16 in there. And the Miles City Roundup went all the way up into the 20s. The very first official bucking horse sale, there was some unofficial stuff going on, but when they finally just said, okay, we're going to call this Miles City Bucking Horse Sale, the very first one was in 1951.
And then, so 70 years going on. I mean, that's, how has the event changed?
Well, Craig touched on it a little bit there when you were talking with him, but in my tenure with the, in you know, all my years with the Bucking Horse Sale, I've went to just being a gate swinger in 77, and I spent many years being the yard foreman and at the Miles City Livestock Commission. So I've run the sale from the livestock side, at the yards and at the fairgrounds and involved in what I'm doing now. But like what Craig mentioned, we've had times where we've had 600 or 700 head of horses to buck, and it was just a nightmare, you know, to get that many horses bucked out. And the horse situation in the whole United States is, it's changed some now, and there's fewer horses and there's better horses. So, I mean, we've changed our sale to only have 70 to 75 open consignment horses, but they have to have a little bit of history to them too. We're just not going to, gone are the days to where somebody can just bring a horse in a trailer because it bucked their grandmother off when she was wrangling the milk cows, and that's going to be a bucking horse. We kind of got away from that.
Yeah. I got to take a break here, John. Can you hang on just for a few minutes? Because I want to talk about some of your favorite memories there, too. And then the question about if people are new to the Bucking Horse Sale, what would be, you know, the one or two or three things that that they really do need to take in? John Morford is with us, president of the Board of Governors, third full weekend in May, and the world-famous Bucking Horse Sale, now 70 years strong. It even goes back to 1914. As we talked about. A lot of fun going on there. We'll be back with more. It's From Montana for Montana, Voices of Montana. It's a four-day event. It doubles the population of Miles City, Montana. What if that was your town? Everybody there to have fun, and there are various different methods for having that kind of fun. John Morford is with us, president of the Board of Governors for the world-famous Miles City Bucking Horse Sale. It's going on this weekend as we're talking about here, a Montana tradition, kind of really like no other. John, I appreciate your time and all the work I know that goes into this. There's sponsorships and there's just people that just get on board, and that's what makes it so cool, I think, and so uniquely Montana too. I wanted to ask, you know, with all those events going on, and there's something for everybody. I mean, if you wanted to just take in a parade or go visit the museum, or like you said, go play with Tonka trucks with the family, or kind of, you know, there's the 5-block cordoned off city dance thing going on, which is pretty fun. You hear stories from that. What would be some of the events that if somebody was new to Miles City, the Bucking Horse Sale, you would say, you got to take this in. This will give you the flavor of what we're doing here.
Well, just especially coming to the Saturday sale, you're going to be in an ocean of people, just to see there's action going on all the time. I mean, we segue from one event to another. You know, we got live paramutual horse racing going on Saturday and Sunday, interdispersed with all this, the bucking horses and the bucking bulls and all this stuff. So you're never going to be bored out there. And it's just, if you haven't experienced it, it's a must-do thing, because nobody can describe it to you as well as your eyes are going to pop when you see what everything's going on at the fairgrounds. And so you got to do that, and that street dance you mentioned, you've got to take that in at least once. I mean, yeah. That's going to be tonight and tomorrow night, and there's music on the streets. Like you said, we got 5 blocks cordoned off. They relax the open container laws there, so they ID people coming into that spot, and you can walk around with a drink in your hand and listen to music and dance, and it's just a great, great time.
Yeah, good old-fashioned street dance. I mean, that's just exactly what it is, and sometimes that's exactly what some folks need. What's some of your favorite memories? What makes you smile when you think about this bucking horse sale?
You know, I guess a lot of times I just enjoy seeing the people that have come through the sale. I mean, the youth, it kind of relates going back to what Craig said a little bit about you. We've seen some famous people come through here, but I really enjoy the people that have either volunteered for us or have came here and rode or something, and then have turned out to make a name for themselves, you know, and you just go, wow, you know, that's a case in point. I mean, I've known Haven Medgett since he was born.
Yeah.
And Haven spent years and years and years in our arena. Even as he started like when he was 8 or 7, and he'd run around and pick up flanks off a horse, you know, from that got dumped off of them horses. And he volunteered, and you know, and Haven didn't go into rough stock, but he's a world champion, and it just things like that. There's been a lot of youth that has helped us put on this sale that has went on to do bigger and better things. And I guess I'm pretty proud of that.
Yeah, I know. And a lot of memories, too. A lot of memories to be made there. So, John, thank you so much. I appreciate that. I know you got some work. Things will kind of really get – you had the concert last night. Things get rolling today. Check it out. You just have to search on the web for Miles City Bucking Horse Sale, and you'll come up with a list of events there and going on all weekend. Take care, John. You got anything else?
Yeah. Thank you very much. I do have to get out the fairgrounds. I've got the head of security for the governor of Montana is calling me to come set up some security. The governor's going to be out there today and tonight at the event, so we'll go set up his security for him.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Appreciate that.
You bet. Thanks for having me.
John Morford, president of the Board of Governors. Look, folks are there just to have a lot of fun. I appreciate that. Aquatic invasive species, don't like them, don't want them. We will talk Monday about how we don't get them with Liz Laudman from the FWP. And then Montana High Tech Business Alliance had a report yesterday about that industry's impact. It's soaring. How high? Executive Director Christina Quick Henderson to join us on Monday to unpack those numbers. And the weekend is here. We are on the road. Check out the Tow Rope Tour. Nominate a tow rope hero, and you might win a Bad Boy Zero Turn mower. Go to the website.
You've been listening to Voices of Montana. Comments and opinions heard are those of the host or callers, and not necessarily those of this station, sponsors, or Northern News Network. Join us Monday through Friday at 9:06 for Voices of Montana.